You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Oh, I love just educating people on the hand sanitizer now. We had a great interview yesterday, if you missed it, with Crossing Healthcare. Tanya Andrix was in, along with Dr. Serba, and soap, first and foremost, right? I mean, this is the takeaway. And I found, I shared an article out on my Facebook page yesterday that had, like, the scientific backdrop of why soap is 1,000 times more powerful in preventing catching this than hand sanitizer. Because what do they do? Sporting events, I mean, you go to anything now, I mean, all you see is just bottles of sanitizer, like, popping up everywhere. You go to the grocery store, you know what's not on the shelf? Hand sanitizer.
Yep.
I mean, it's empty. The shelf is empty. Here locally. No cases yet. But it's empty. Soap. And the hand sanitizer has instructions on the back of it. Nobody knows that, right? Have you ever read the back of the bottle of a hand sanitizer?
No, I never use hand sanitizer.
Why's that?
Because I was told right from Jump Street that it kills the germ-fighting stuff in your hands with overuse.
Well, part of that is, yeah, our immune system and building up of that as well. But soap. Wash your hands, wash them often, let the water get hot. You know, people do that kind of like where you're not even washing it long enough for like the water to get hot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's not good.
I like it really hot.
Yeah, you get like where it stings.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Kyle Mays in the studios. I say jump on a bike, go for a road run. That's about as isolated as you're going to get. You just get out in the country and go, right?
Yeah, and it's nice. The air's blowing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so
a lot of people got out this past weekend. It was a little windy. But...
Yeah, you had your big deal. I watched the video of the grand reopening. Is that what you called it?
A grand reopening.
Whatever.
I kept messing it up.
You know what? It's all the same.
As I drank more, it got even worse.
Grand reopening or re-grand opening. All right. So this past weekend, how was the turnout?
It was amazing.
Yeah.
So we moved Fleet Feet over in front of the bike shop and gained about 300 square foot, mostly in the fit area. And that's exactly where we needed it for this past weekend. We had a great turnout. We had a couple breweries. We had Door 4 show up. We had Golden Fox. We had Decatur Brew Works show up. Papa Murphy's was making pizza. Coffee Connection brought goodies and stuff. We had several vendor reps there, too. So, yeah, man, we had a big party and had a great turnout.
There is this weird thing of all this news, right, you're reading, and then yet people still gather together without a lot of concern at a local level. And I think that's okay. I think it's, you know, we're getting these mixed messages. I was out at the airport Friday for the big SkyWest United thing, and there were a couple of hundred people out there. People are still shaking hands. People are still having conversations. I think that you can be careful about this stuff, but everyone's basically going about their lives.
I was very nervous. I'm still nervous about it, and who knows what direction it's going to go. But, it did not slow down people from showing up this past weekend. I got an email from the CEO of Fleet Feet late last night about kind of some of the stuff going on with it. And
isn't that strange?
Sales were...
That you're getting contacted by, like, that level of contact. And that's never happened. It's never happened here. I mean, I've never, in the 4 years of doing this morning show, never gotten an email from the CEO about this kind of thing. But I have now.
Well, yeah. Well, he sends out a weekly email, which is kind of cool. But he has been talking about the coronavirus the last couple weeks. So, but in the same email, he's talking about Fleet Feet had a record sale weekend this past weekend.
Well, you want to know why? Because if you get healthier, you go down and buy your pair of shoes or you buy a bike and you get out there and work on your blood pressure and your diabetes and all these things, you're much less likely to die from this thing, and that is the fact.
Yeah, hopefully.
No, I mean, the CDC put it out this morning.
Well, in general, if you
people
work out,
over the
better.
Age of 60 with you know, underlying health issues are the ones that are really in danger of this thing. Yep. They think hypertension's a big part of it. They think some other stuff, you know, but sometimes you can control those things. Most times, you know, if you, that's why we all try to do the stuff with the YMCA, all the things that we're doing to promote better health in a community, because healthy people have a better chance of surviving this thing.
Well, hopefully it all blows over soon.
All right. So you were telling me
talking about this in a few months.
The races, you know, people, you know, they're, you follow this stuff. I don't follow professional cycling, but there's been, you know, shut down of big races. Yeah. People have been quarantined or stuck in hotels.
You were talking about Italy earlier, and they canceled a bunch of the early season race, and the Strada Bianchi was supposed to be this past Saturday. They canceled it. The Trin Adriatico, they canceled. They canceled Milan San Remo, which is one of the first big monuments of the season.
Yeah.
Like, I've never in my lifetime have seen that race canceled. I think maybe one of the world wars has been the last time it's been canceled. So,
yeah, I mean, these are just crazy. As big there as like a Major League Baseball game or football game would be here. I mean, you're seeing
bigger.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty crazy whenever they cancel something like that. So, yeah, you know, hopefully it doesn't last too much longer.
Well, I don't know.
I mean, they're talking the Olympics and stuff, too.
I've also heard that it could pause in the summer and return in the fall. I mean, I'm hearing all kinds of weird stuff from medical people about this. And we'll find out as we go, for sure.
Well, like I said, so far it hasn't kept people from coming in the store.
So we move on and we do things. I mean, that's how, literally.
I get individual snacks for the event this past weekend.
Like plastic wrapped?
Yeah, individual pretzel snacks. You know, play it a little safer.
That's smart.
You got to start thinking about that stuff. So we have some things in procedures in place to clean the place a little bit better and stuff, too.
Well,
so,
I'm glad everybody's taking it seriously and doing what they can, which is the most important thing. Now, Thursday, March 12th, that's 2 days from now. Nick, this is the best named event ever. Yoga, bras, and wine.
I kind of want to go.
Yeah, sounds like a party.
I think I'm interested, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't drink wine, I don't wear a bra, and I don't do yoga, but I think with the three combined, right?
Just hanging out.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this is all Heather. She put this together.
I kind of figured.
Yeah, our Brooks rep, they just launched a new line of bras. You were talking about those last week, Nick, and I totally missed the cue to talk about this stuff.
Yeah, I teed it up for you.
Yeah.
My wife
reminded me. Man, it feels really early this morning. It's all dark out and everything now.
Lost an hour over the weekend.
You guys get hosed on this deal.
Yeah, we do.
Anyway, so it's at 6 o'clock that Thursday night. Our Brooks rep will be here. Come a few minutes early to learn about some of the bras, and you can try some on and do yoga in them and see how they work, and then wine afterwards. So.
All right, so you get the registered win Fleet Feet gift card, Brooks swag items, and then the post-yoga wine, as you said. So $5, right? Bring a yoga mat.
Yep.
That's all you need.
Yeah. And we've been doing it in the old Fleet Feet space that has a bunch of room in it, and we can fit like 30 or so people pretty easily. So
all right. What time does that start again?
At 6 p.m.
All right. And you've got also...
Yeah. So we did a collab thing with Fleet Feet Bloomington that same night.
Okay.
So a couple of us are going to go up there, and they're doing an on-running demo. So we're doing a collab thing with that. So maybe for the guys, if you want to go up to Bloomington and try some shoes out.
Yeah.
Instead of the bras and...
I'm still interested in the yoga bras and wine. All right. Saturday, you got to run to LSB.
Yeah, you know, the last few years, this run is sold out, but they were in this past weekend. They were serving up Bloody Marys on the hangover run.
This is the race that starts the St. Paddy's Day Parade,
it
right?
It does, yeah. Yeah, you start the St. Paddy's route, so, like, you're running downtown, and people are cheering for you, and you're like, yeah, this is awesome. I can run this fast the whole way, and then you turn onto Wood Street and have to run all the way down to Lock, Stock, and there's nobody there, and reality sets in. But anyway, yeah, it's a good time. It's a 3K, a 1.9-mile run from downtown to Lock, Stock, and they have a great post-party, brats and food and green beer, and I think it's like $35, and they were in this past weekend and said they still have quite a bit of room left, which is pretty unusual.
I think this weather's been throwing everybody, you know, it's like, okay, we're ready to get out. No, we're not. No, we're ready to get out. No, we're not. I think, but it looks good throughout the weekend. We got some great weather coming. I don't know. There's some snow/rain, but it's going to be in the 40s.
I just saw it's like a 50%. Yeah, they don't know.
It'll be from flakes.
Yeah.
So you guys still have the green and gold shoes?
Yeah. So we still have some of the green and gold shoes left over. They are a little darker green and a little bit more reserved this year than other years. So they don't have the shamrocks quite as big on them and stuff. So I don't know if that slowed him down a little bit, but yeah, we definitely had the gold sole looks really cool. It's kind of like a sparkly gold.
It's not as, yeah, I like them. They're a little more understated, but they're still great for your Irish heritage. I can't believe it's St. Patrick's Day weekend. You know, this to me, Lindsay and I were talking about this last night, is sort of like when you get to St. Patrick's Day, you feel like there's light at the end of the tunnel. You know what I mean?
Almost here, yeah. Well, for me, it's whenever I start coming on the radio again.
Well, good enough. Yeah, that makes sense as well. All right, so that run to LSB from downtown, and then you got recovery yoga on Sunday.
Yeah, so run to LSB. We have forms in the store you can come pick up and fill out, or you can go into Lock, Stock and fill them out. Or you can print it off Lock, Stock's website, fill them out, and drop them off there. So, yeah, you should do it. It's a good time.
All right. So the sizes, do you have any idea what you got left as far as the Irish shoes?
We got a couple holes, but we're doing like women's like 7 to 10 and men's like 9 to...
Nick, have you seen these? They're good looking.
This year's? I haven't seen this year's.
Lindsay told me I couldn't buy this year because I've got like the last 2 years. She's like, how many, you know, pairs of shoes do you need to wear one day a year? And I don't. I mean, I'll wear them more than once.
Yeah.
But well, they're great for the St. Patrick's
Day. This new version, you could wear even more because they're like really dark green. In the years past,
they're almost bluish
shamrocks
green.
On them and yeah. stuff. And they're a little, they're St. Patty's shoes.
But I love
the new ones are pretty reserved. So they
last year's were my favorite, though, with the gold and the bright green.
So it was funny this past weekend. We had different people wear two different years.
Yes.
It was pretty.
Well, the Brooks, they do this with a lot of things. Like, right, you can get them around the 4th of July. And I know Lindsay's got a pair that, like, I think they're the Run Happy ones or whatever that she loves.
We got some limited edition Ghosts in that were, like, a quick hit of color and limited edition Adrenaline's in right now.
All right. Well, everybody asked me about Ons because I wear them all the time now. And I have several pair. And you guys have this thing going on in Bloomington. People want to stop by. How many different models are there now? I mean, these shoes are fantastic.
We carry four different models in the store.
Yeah.
So... with our Fit ID, you can stand on the little scanner. We can check your shoe size. You're inevitably in too small a shoe.
Always. Too small a bra, too small a shoe. I mean, seriously, that's like the majority of people.
And then we can help make recommendations based off of that. And, we got four different models of the Ons. They've been going pretty good. They've had great sell-through on the Cloud Flow. And just getting them in the store has been harder than anything.
Absolutely love them. They are perfect.
Yeah, they're cool, man. We're going to start getting in the Carhoo brand again, which is a Fleet Feet exclusive brand. You can only get it at Fleet Feet or on fleetfeet.com.
I don't know the story behind that one.
So they're Swedish or...
say it. No one's going to contradict you. No.
They're from overseas.
I'm sorry. They're Finland. They're from Finland.
They are. They are from Finland.
Yeah.
They partnered exclusively with Fleet Feet. So this 3D scan thing that we do, they've taken all the scans and made a new last based off of all the scans that they've taken.
Really?
So the way the shoe fits is a lot different than some other ones. They fit really, really nice.
They're like the NSA of shoes. So and they just collected everybody's information and said, no, this is what you need.
Yep, Big Brother stuff.
Love it.
And then they instead of doing a wide shoe, they do a high volume shoe. So the heel's still a little narrower, just the forefoot's a little wider and stuff. So it's really, really interesting. So the tech rep was there this past weekend, and their stuff looks nice, and we got some of those coming in this week, too.
FleetFeetDecaturIL.com, SpinCity.co. Kyle, we appreciate it. We'll see you next week.
Yeah, thanks, man.